No time for hate. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Governor Bill Lee asking Tennesseans to pray following Monday's school shooting that left 6 people dead.
May we grieve in the days ahead, but not without hope. May we also act with wisdom, discernment, and grace. And may we love, especially those who have lost.
In a video posted on social media, Governor Lee said there will be a time for policy debate, but now is not the time for hate or rage. Police in Nashville say the shooter had purchased 7 guns legally in the last 2.5 years and was under a doctor's care for an emotional issue. Visiting a semiconductor manufacturing plant in North Carolina Tuesday, President Biden again called for more gun control.
As a nation, we owe these families more than our prayers. We owe them action. You know, we have to do more to stop this gun violence, ripping communities apart, ripping apart the soul of this nation.
The president claimed that guns are the number one killer of children in the country. The Centers for Disease Control data says automobile accidents are, followed by drownings, poisoning, suffocation, and fires for children ages 1 to 17. A police officer in Huntsville, Alabama, has been shot and killed. A second officer critically wounded while trying to rescue a woman who'd also been shot. A suspect has been arrested after briefly barricading himself inside an apartments. Heavy armaments has begun arriving in Ukraine.
Those long-promised Western tanks are arriving in Ukraine. German Leopard tanks were delivered yesterday, as well as British Challenger 2 tanks, as confirmed by Ukraine's defense minister. Some tank crews have been training in Europe on the Leopard tanks. The British Ministry of Defense announced that Ukrainian crews had just completed a crash course on the advanced British Challenger 2 tanks. American Abrams tanks are expected in the fall. In Kyiv, Mike Tobin, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow dropped 37 points, NASDAQ down 52, the S&P 500 6 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With possible default on government credit obligations drawing nearer, so is a showdown over the debt ceiling.
House Republicans are telling President Biden he must consider spending cuts if he wants their votes to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy offering up a range of options, from trims to non-defense spending to recouping COVID funds to means testing for welfare programs.
We're at a standstill. The only path for an agreement between this administration is through the House of Representatives and with the Speaker. And there's been no return conversation.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy noting the recent uncertainty in the U.S. banking system over continuing rate hikes, telling Biden, quote, "I am incredibly concerned that you are putting an already fragile economy in jeopardy by insisting upon your extreme position of refusing to negotiate any meaningful changes to out-of-control government spending."
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Meanwhile, congressional Republicans are proposing a sweeping energy bill.
With energy prices still a problem for many Americans, House Republicans introduced the Lower Energy Costs Act. The bill ends new taxes on natural gas infrastructure and certain permitting regulations.
And it's using the resources that we have here to supply our own needs, to do it cleaner and safer.
That's Republican chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, Bruce Westerman. Democrats like Minority Leader Pete Aguilar say the bill isn't good for the environment or economy.
The Polluters Over People Act. This bill is a job killer.
The White House has said President Biden would veto the bill, saying it would roll back investments in, quote, cost-lowering clean energy technologies. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Brazil's government has reported the 700,000th death from COVID-19 in that country, the second most number of victims from the virus after the United States. Most of the people dying recently are either unvaccinated or have debilitating disease. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.